Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you as a brother and friend. I'd like to speak today about the physical dimension in which you dwell. The physical realm. Many religious and spiritual traditions consider the physical dimension to be something dark, something seductive, something that is associated with the fall, fall into sin, fall into illusion, and somehow the purpose of being in the physical dimension is to, according to these traditions, to see through the illusions, to rise above it and to transcend the physical dimension. And of course, the physical dimension is associated also with the physical body and its sinful desires, between quotation marks. And many religious and spiritual traditions have strong taboos or on sexuality and the bodily desires. And generally speaking, there has been a strong dualistic tradition, a tendency to distinguish between good and bad, between good and evil. And the physical dimension was looked down on or considered to be downright evil. And this dualistic way of looking at it has in fact created a lot of damage. Damage in the sense that human beings, when human beings start to look at themselves in this dualistic way, they have to consider a vital part of their humanness to be sinful or bad. And this creates a lot of self-doubt, self-hatred, or fear of your own humanness. I would say that what's really bad, between quotation marks, is this strong need to distinguish between good and bad, between good powers and evil powers, and then of course, the next step is to want to fight the evil or dark side. So this tendency to distinguish between the two and place judgment on the bad side, this is seems to me more like the root of evil, so to speak, rather than what's considered to be evil. In the dualistic tradition, because the tendency to judge stems from a sense of separation, a place of fear, really. So when we let go of that fear, the need to judge, the need to distinguish between in this absolute way between good and evil, then we could look at the physical dimension in a completely different way and regard it rather as a miracle of creation that enables the soul, the divine spark in everything that is, to experience life, to experience beingness in multiple ways. In truth, the physical dimension is not separate from the non-physical dimension. And by non-physical, I refer to the dimension of spirit, of the soul. Perhaps consciousness is also a word that could refer to the non-physical, because consciousness is not tied to a certain form, a certain physical form, or any form really. So there is this completely free and unbound aspect of you, which you could call the soul or consciousness or spirit, and somehow this part chooses to dwell temporarily in a certain form, for example a physical body or a human body. And instead of looking at this as somehow a degradation or a fall, one could also regard it as an adventure, as a journey of exploration, and becoming physical, dwelling in a physical body, doesn't mean that you lose connection with your soul, with the spirit part inside you, the completely unbound and free part. But this is in the course of your history as a soul throughout this immense journey of evolution. This is what actually happened, not necessarily, but it happened that most of you experienced that you entered a state of forgetfulness, forgetting about who you truly are on the soul level. And this was and is a deeply painful experience. This is when you experience separation. But the separation is not something that objectively happens, necessarily happens when you enter the physical dimension. No, it happened because the physical dimension, on Earth at least, became like pervaded with fear, the frequency of fear, and also the frequency that I talked about just now of duality, of judgment. And because the collective consciousness on Earth absorbed so much of this frequency of fear, then dwelling in the physical realm, in a physical body, seemed to be synonymous with being out of touch with your soul, with your divine light, your knowingness, your wisdom. And the idea that incarnating in a physical body is something, could be something joyful, a journey of exploration, of enrichment, this idea kind of evaporated. You couldn't get in touch with it anymore. Being on Earth, to many lightworker souls, at some point it became like it felt like being imprisoned, being tied to the physical body without knowing why exactly, and being immersed in a frequency of, in a collective field of fear and judgment and the violence that results from it, both psychological and physical. So the physical dimension then became like a prison to you, and you started to develop all kinds of disciplines or teachings to rise beyond it, to transcend it, in order to reconnect to your light. But what you were truly attempting to transcend or rise above is not physicality as such, but this deeply unsettling frequency of fear, of judgment, of feeling torn aside because you were told that you couldn't trust your humanness, your natural instincts, your intuition, and your creativity, because the real promise of the human being is exactly in the dance between spirit and physicality, between consciousness and matter, the material dimension. So it's exactly this connection between the two that holds a precious promise. And actually, this is the true meaning of the promised land, is this new earth in which the human being brings together heaven and earth, meaning that the frequency of love and freedom and joy becomes embodied, expresses itself through in the physical dimension, and physical just means having a specific form without being like tied to it, like imprisoned in it, but to dwell or to express yourself through a certain form, like a body. It can be a human body or an animal body or something of the plant kingdom. All these various expressions can be a source of great joy and beauty and a celebration of life. When you walk through a forest and you notice the abundance of life forms and the creativity behind it, and when you feel the natural joy in every living being just to be what it is, and then you can sense that heaven is right there. It's not somewhere beyond it or above it. It's inside life. And life is enjoying itself, feeling, dwelling in physical form, and at the same time feeling connected to the whole, to oneness. And why does it exist? Why does this abundance of life forms exist in the physical realm? It's because consciousness and life are inherently creative. They are endlessly, infinitely creative. And this creativity itself is is meaningful, is a source of joy and fulfillment for consciousness. If you are standing in the middle of a forest that is abundantly alive, and you see the expression of life in all its forms, and you enjoy the miracle and the beauty of it, you don't really, the question of why, what is the purpose of this, what is the meaning of all this, it doesn't really come up. It only comes up when you feel not right, when you feel imprisoned, when you feel that an important part of you cannot come alive, or you cannot feel it anymore. This is when you want to transcend where you are. But I'm telling you that physicality, being in the physical dimension inside the human body, is not the problem. The real problem is the negativity of the beliefs that you have absorbed throughout the ages. It's the frequency of fear, of judgment, that is truly causing such psychological pain inside you. And this pain and the fear underlying it is what you truly need to deal with. And to illustrate this, let's focus on one aspect of being physical, and it's your sexuality, your sexual desires. And this is natural to being a human being, to being an animal being. And having sexual desires or feelings has become very suspect. And there's this paradoxical phenomenon in society or in the collective consciousness that on the one hand, when you look at the imagery in movies and media, on the one hand, everything seems to be about sexual attraction. Being attractive is considered highly important, and people make a lot of efforts in order to be sexually attractive. And on the other hand, there's something still suspicious about that, or there's not really a free and open communication about sexuality. It's like it's this power, this force that is still uncontrollable, or considered uncontrollable. And essentially, people have not been taught how to relate to their own sexuality in an easygoing, open way. It's very charged. It's still connected with fear and judgment, even in very permissive societies. And at the root of all this is still this religious or spiritual judgment that pervades your many traditions, this judgment against sexuality. And if it were different, if sexuality was considered to be a normal and natural part of being human, and being human would be considered as an opportunity for the soul, for spirit, to explore life in a particular way, then the starting point would be different. There would be a basic acceptance of the sexual energy, and there would be a basic yes, saying yes to it, and then experience would show that the sexual passion or fire, you could call it, is an expression of life, and it needs guidance from the heart. This is actually how the dance between spirit and physicality, or consciousness and matter, takes place, when the sexual fire rises up and connects with the heart, which elevates it, so to speak, without suppressing it, then it allows for the expression of love between two individual beings. When sexuality is experienced from the heart, or it is when it becomes part of a meeting between two individual souls, then the whole of their beings are involved in this embrace, in this encounter. So when the sexual fire is kind of channeled, guided by the heart, it becomes a creative dance, and it enables both individuals, both souls, to grow in consciousness, to explore, to experience life in a beautiful way. And this example, it shows the essence of what it means to become physical, or to take on a certain physical form. It enables consciousness to grow by diving into matter, into physicality, and create something new. Whenever love arises, I'm now speaking about the example of sexuality channeled by the heart, but it can be in different, it can happen in different ways. When somehow the frequency of love is created, something new will happen. Fear and judgment always create confinement or separation, a feeling of being stuck or imprisoned. And love is the opposite. It creates abundance, exploration. And this is brings me to the next important point, which is that consciousness or spirit on its own, there's something, it's very hard to put in words, something static about it, something not dynamic. when consciousness interacts with physicality or simply with form, consciously limiting itself to a certain form, because every embodiment is a kind of limitation, but this very limitation also offers a range of possibilities that wasn't there before. So when you incarnate, for example, as a flower or as a certain animal, you experience life in a very specific way, and this, it has its limitations, but it also offers unique possibilities that weren't there before. And it's this dance between consciousness and specific life forms, physical forms, that creates eventually the frequency of love. The love arises when consciousness, dwelling in many different forms, recognizes itself and the other as consciousness. This is the spark of love. When you, for example, when you fall in love with someone else, but you could also fall in love with any part of creation, with the sea, the ocean, or with a specific animal or a beautiful flower, this more mystical sense of falling in love means that you recognize that the two of you are really one. You are both expressions of an underlying oneness. And this feeling of recognition is love. And in a way that is hardly explainable, this is what happens when consciousness dances with the physical. This is the purpose, if you want to use that word, of creation, of the creation of the physical. So ultimately, the purpose is love, and the joy of experiencing love. And I invite you now to feel that subtle but deep joy of the love frequency. You have become so used to the fear frequency, and you have carried pain and trauma from this life and lives before this one. And you often feel that life in a physical body is a kind of imprisonment. You suffer from the pain of separation. But please, I invite you to feel the promise that was originally there when you, as a soul, decided to enter this dance between spirit and the physical realm. Feel this promise again, and it's still fresh, it's still there. The promise of expressing yourself, your light, your creativity, your joy, and experiencing the miracle of love. in physical form. Love is the most powerful energy imaginable. You have known love. And anyone you have ever loved deeply is still and forever connected with you. It cannot get lost. It's a strong and creative potential. And say to yourself now, I allow the love that I have felt. I allow it to flow through me and remind me of my true nature and purpose. You have loved deeply from the heart in this lifetime and many lifetimes before. Recognize this power of love inside you and know that it can conquer anything. Your jump into the physical dimension was not a mistake, was not a punishment, was not a sacrifice. Its ultimate purpose is joy, love, and true self-expression. Reconnect to that frequency, and things will become more easy, more meaningful. Thank you for sharing this moment with me and all others listening to this message at whatever point in time. You are beautiful and creative. You are spirit. You are free. Thank you.